A nervous, excited crowd stands in a circle around four young guys. Two are at a keyboard, one is at an electric drum kit, and the fourth is playing acoustic guitar. They are the British band Bastille, and they sent an email out to their fans earlier in the day announcing a pop-up show in Boston's Public Garden. This is Bastille's effort to storm America. The band's latest album, Bad Blood, has just been released in the U.S. After the short set, Bastille's frontman, Dan Smith, sits down to talk about the band's first U.S. tour.
We never, ever thought we'd be able to, you know, even probably leave England with our music, so it's this very surreal to be able to travel to lots of different cities and lots of different states, and as briefly as it may be, to see, like, different pockets of America that we've always heard about and seen in films and TV shows and never thought we'd actually get to see in the flesh, as cheesy as that might sound.
The dark side of American culture is a fascination for Smith. He's a cinephile and sometimes includes clips from films in Bastille's songs. One of his favorite directors is David Lynch. And this summer, Lynch asked Bastille to do a remix of a song for him.
We did this remix and he really liked it. And then we were in LA in July and sort of the opportunity arose to go to his studio and sort of hang out with him for an hour. And he made me a cup of his own branded coffee. I had to massively rein in sort of fanboy geekiness and pretend that I was like pretty cool and like try and play down the massive grin on my face when I was talking to him.
Smith's songs are more historic tales of tragedy than boy meets girl angst. In this song, Pompeii, he tells the story of the ancient Roman town being buried in volcanic ash. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city. Yes, the lyrics lean towards the dark and sad, but Bastille's not without a sense of humor. In fact, one of the things the band is known for is doing ridiculously good covers.
Just for ourselves, for fun, we did these mixtapes. They're called Other People's Heartache and Other People's Heartache 2. And the idea with them was to take songs, obscure like R&B songs and 90s dance songs, and just really explicitly fuse music that, you know, maybe like hidden gems alongside film soundtracks and music that we love.
Would you go out with friends?
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Take, for example, this gem, combining a little bit of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho with TLC's No Scrubs. Scrub is a guy who thinks he's flying, is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't want to give you mine, no. I don't want to meet you, no. But as far as turning the cover song on its head, Bastille put their Brit spin on one of the best pieces of American pop fluff to come out this year, the summer anthem Can't Stop by Disney princess-turned-bad girl Miley Cyrus.
We chose that song as the cover that we were going to do a while before we did it, and then watched as this whole sort of like twerk gate unveiled, and so we thought when it came to doing it, we should just try and have fun with it and tell a bit of a story. I don't think there's any point in doing a cover unless you're going to really put your own stamp on it.
Bastille's currently touring the U.S. playing their original songs from Bad Blood and some of their best covers. Just don't expect any twerking. They are British after all. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan in Boston. Red cups and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Bet someone here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, well, can I get a hell no? We're gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. So la di di da day, we like to party, dancing with my lady, doing whatever we want. Cause this is our house, these are our rules, and we can't stop, and we won't stop.